This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Dallas at 97.3.
Are the waiting? We are. We are. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday, and we're so happy to be here on a Tuesday.
Yeah, we are.
No, Thursday's your favorite day. I always think that Tuesday's the... Tuesday's just the day to get everything done.
Tuesday's just Tuesday.
Yeah. It's one of those midweek days you got to plow through, Van.
We don't have to plow through anything.
It's got
to
be plowed through.
This is amazing. I feel the good vibes and variety all over me.
They're all just...
Get them in me.
Yeah.
It's nice the mornings are getting a little warmer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you like it? I go with a dog at like 3:30 and, you know, it's nice to like not be all bundled up.
Right. Freezing your...
We made it through one day without Mama so far.
How long is Mama gone for?
She'll be back Thursday.
Oh.
Is she partying and smoking yet? She's not.
She's not telling at them.
I haven't really gotten to the bottom of all the things she's up to, but she has friends there, so she, whatever.
Where's she staying?
She's somewhere in Times Square.
Oh, that's right. You said that.
Somewhere right near the office. So, anyway, we made it. So I had to walk our dog. And I do that from time to time, and I got her out for about a 3-mile walk.
Wow.
And then I...
3 miles, that's a big walk.
That is a nice, that's a long walk. Especially with a dog. Dogs just want to stop and smell everything.
Well, I let her have a little, and then I'm like,
We're trucking.
Yeah, I got to get some weight off me. We're going to move.
Oh, so this is more of a hike.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I got some work to do. Yeah. And she can run with Christina.
Oh, yeah.
Six miles or more, so she's not... 3 miles is nothing.
She's not like, tripping. Did we even leave the house?
Right. Exactly. So I let her smell some stuff, and then I pull all the
enough
slack.
Of that.
We're walking now.
Yeah.
Let's go, pal. So I got some sun and some. So later I was talking to my youngest who's repeatedly said, guys who take their shirts off are gross.
Oh.
And I can't get to the bottom. Like I was all...
What's going on with that? Because you're a guy who'll take off your shirt at home, right?
I want to get some sun on me. Yeah, I definitely want to.
Mm-hmm.
So it turns out, because I talked to her about it yesterday, she's tripping because girls don't take their tops off.
Oh.
And I was trying to... I'm going to do the birds and the bees talk with my oldest.
Yeah.
Like, maybe today, maybe tomorrow.
Goodness.
I got the book. I'm
sure
ready
you
to do
that
this.
Without mom around?
I don't know if mom's going to help the situation much. So I think I should
not.
Just
right.
do it.
All right.
But what I'm saying is I don't know how to tell her the reason girls don't take their tops off is because their boobies are wonderful and boys will crash their cars everywhere if girls are walking around with their tops off.
Mm.
But I was trying to tell her.
Dudes can't handle the truth.
We can't handle
the boobs.
I don't think it made it much sense to her. She's looking at me and I'm like, you have to understand, women's boobs are totally different than man's boobs.
Mm.
None of that makes sense to her. She's just looking at me
she's
like,
little.
They're gross. Put your shirt on.
Mm.
All right.
Put your shirt on, Dad.
Well, it's okay. Better than the opposite where she could be like, kiss I'm really taking slow. My shirt off oh. all the time because the boys are.
I can't tell you anything ever.
Yes, you can.
No.
Yes, you can. I treat it with reverence.
No, you don't.
Bring it up at the best possible times. Yeah.
Anyway, that's it. The bottom line is from my six-year-old, man boobs are gross. Mm. And they have to keep their shirts on because girls have to keep their shirts on.
Well, I mean, in a world where everything's fair, guys should keep their shirts on.
What? Or girls could take their tops off.
That wouldn't be fair.
Why?
Because it's hard for you guys.
That's true.
Yeah. I hate to even say that, but it
is
true.
Look at Bob is all, what are we talking about?
Yeah. Well, she probably wants to be one of those people running around with her top off. You know, there are those people.
Is that right?
I just wear a sports bra. And then you still get the tan.
Right.
Yeah.
So I should wear a sports bra?
Well, you'd cause less accidents.
I am a little
sure.
chubby right now. I don't believe I'm that chubby, but...
You're not that chubby.
Jesus.
You don't need a sports bra. No, it's just, I mean, you said it before. Like, seriously, when I'm driving down the marina on a nice day and there's chicks running and jogging and I'm thinking to myself, thank God they've got a shirt on because otherwise everyone would be just driving into each other.
I'm still doing that even.
I know. I mean, you barely contain yourself with the shirt on.
The marina is awesome.
We're just too good looking for you people. God.
It's true.
Can't control yourselves around us and our incredible bodies of work.
Well, look what happens every time you take a hot tub. You go for a soak and you end up getting laid.
Yeah, and he's seen you for years.
Right. It is a problem.
It's not a problem. Imagine you're 30 years deep and someone's still, you guys are both still
into
it.
No, it's great. I'll tell you something. I'd be mad if he wasn't into me.
Right.
So I guess I can't have it both ways. Just, you know, be into me from afar. Wistfully into
don't
me
say
from
that.
Across the yard.
You don't mean that.
You're right,
again, if he wasn't pawn at you, you'd be like,
right.
"What's going on around
you're like,
here?
What's happening? Why aren't you into me?"
Marianne's
his
charms
going.
Have finally
oh,
taken
really?
Over.
Yeah, so Marianne's got her claws into you. I see.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
By the way, I guess it's when you leave somewhere along 280 as you head into the city.
Yes.
There was a rollover accident this morning.
Oh.
I just
you
went
get caught
by
in that?
It. No, it was, they've got it sectioned off nicely, but man, I just thought, oh, you know, I love mornings because nothing's happened yet. It's a fresh new day and my brand new cup of coffee and the sun is coming. Look at, oh, it's already up.
Yep.
Incredible.
The sun is up, everyone. And there you are drinking your coffee and you're having a morning and everything's fine. Except for that guy or girl who just rolled their car.
Yeah, that happened a good morning.
That happened to me last week on the bridge.
Rolled your car?
No. I was driving and somebody had just rolled their car because there wasn't even anything
on the bridge.
Out yet on the ridge. I'm like, that's my worst nightmare, rolling my car on the bridge.
Did you jump out and administer CPR?
No, I cruised by quickly to get to work.
Oh.
Gave a nice little honk.
Stop talking. I'm trying to change your life. You kiss, right, when you do CPR?
I
and you sing "Staying Alive."
Actually, you don't do the kiss anymore.
Oh, kisses.
Just compressions.
Only the compressions?
Yes.
You don't breathe in for them?
Nope.
Mm-mm. I'm going to continue to do that until
it's working.
It works.
Bob, party pooper.
Bob doesn't want the kiss of life.
Fine.
Yeah.
No,
I'm
going to
keep. Every time I do CPR, I'm going to do the kissing. So. I just feel like it's the right thing to do. You know, you just startle someone back to life. Like, oh, is someone kissing me?
I'm okay. Stop it.
Or,
I didn't quite know what you were
doing.
I'm
not okay.
Like,
keep
you're going.
Going
like this. I'm like, what is he doing?
I also was so confused.
You pinched the nose.
Now
I'm breathing for you. Please stop talking.
I thought you were smoking something.
I know. It did look like he was first. He was like, what's the thing? What do they call it when you put your mouth over a joint and then you blow the shotgunning?
Shotgunning
a joint into somebody's mouth.
You do that?
I have done that. No. But I mean, I don't put the hot coal in my mouth. I'll take a shotgun from somebody else. But not anymore because I'm too old for that stuff.
Annie, are you okay?
Yeah, you'll be fine. Let me just. Oh, and did you just say It's staying alive.
Staying alive. That's the beat you're
You're supposed to do with the trust. That feels fast.
It is supposed to be fast.
Staying alive. Staying alive.
Did you recently take training?
No. Staying alive. Like 10 years ago.
She's young. She remembers stuff.
Yeah. No, she is young. It's a good constantly getting rubbed in our faces.
Three-story beer bongs. But,
gravity on those. The velocity that that beer must hit
somebody's
face.
God, I used to love beer bongs. I have this vivid memory of us outside some freaking party in Huntington Beach with, like, you know, I don't know, I guess a 12-pack, but those beer bongs, a good one where you're like, this whole thing goes down in 1 second.
Yeah. It just falls down. There's nothing for it. It's the and now make it three stories high. I mean, just the speed with which you must ingest that beer.
I have never done a three-story beer bong.
Yeah.
What kind of beer were you guys
shooting?
Shooting.
It was a mix. Miller Lights.
Oh, boy.
Coors. Seltzers.
Seltzers?
Gluten-free community.
Oh. Mm. The gluten-free community. They also want to participate. Did you rinse out the beer bong
first, I
hope?
Someone drink this water. Everyone at the bottom's like,
no.
Down the gutter. No thanks.
Oh, that smell though, the beer bong after like having it for a long time.
Mm.
Well, I mean, washing is important.
Yeah. Well, teens don't do that.
Yeah.
30-year-olds do though. Please tell me.
I'll definitely wash it.
Good.
You still haven't?
No. I was a little busy laying around yesterday.
Oh. That's true.
I was tired.
We're sitting in here, and I'm like grousing. Oh, I gotta eat. She's like, I'm gonna go home and eat terrible food and sleep all day. And I'm like, ah, I love your life.
I made spaghetti and sausage. It was so good. Oh. And I watched some amazing TV.
Talk slower.
Have you guys ever heard of
sexy music?
The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives came back.
Oh. What?
They are so, talk about sexy. They are so hot.
Okay. Tell me about this because I keep seeing the the visual for this where there are like all these ladies in tight lace, all hot, and there's the Mormon ladies. Like this, you're telling me this is not the first season of this?
No, this is the second season.
And what is going on with the first season? You loved it?
So a few years ago, and I wasn't involved in this on the internet at the time. I learned about it through the show. But a few years ago, there was this group of Mormon women who called themselves Mom Talk. So they posted a lot of videos all together on TikTok.
Mom Talk as in?
Like Mom TikTok.
Oh, okay.
A little combo name. And they got really popular posting videos together with their husbands. And then one of them came out and said that they were all swinging with each other.
Oh.
Oh. And the other ladies didn't know?
No. They were supposedly all hooking up with each other at these parties and like when they would be making videos together.
So how did they reconcile their Mormon? Although, weren't the Mormons bigamists too or polygamists? Polygamists.
And I mean, that's, yeah.
That is a stereotype, but I don't think most Mormons
So the
are.
Swinging is
no,
probably
no, no,
not
it's
allowed.
Not, it's not. And so that's kind of the whole magic of the show is that these women are really finding themselves.
Are these the same women who are the Mom Talk ladies? This is casting and a takeoff.
It's like an extended friend group, but there's a couple people who
But it's a reality show.
Yes.
Are we talking about lesbian hookups?
No.
Oh, they're doing each other's husbands.
They were. They're not anymore.
Why are we interested in them still then?
Yeah.
Because they still make all these videos and they have a lot of drama and they make a lot of crazy decisions.
Mm. Okay, so this is basically the Real Housewives of a bunch of Mormons.
Exactly.
Okay, and this is on what, like Apple TV or something? I keep seeing it.
I want to say Hulu.
Okay.
You're
in. It's fun.
Based on her recommendation, it does sound kind of fun. I'm confused as to whether or not it's the actual woman who had the Mom Talk thing, and then it's been cast as another,
as
a show.
It's a mix.
Okay.
There's the
because they're all smoking hot.
They are so hot. They all have the most beautiful hair extensions I've ever seen. They're
so
beautiful.
I never know if people have that.
I don't like hair extensions.
I just always assume everybody wears them now.
I just don't even.
Really?
It never ever crosses my mind.
Anybody that's got real long, full hair, I'm like, nah, those are extensions.
Huh.
I don't know.
I will say I should have taken Bob's advice. She told me not to watch The Brutalist. It wasn't worth watching. It is that movie was, you're right. It was just.
It's right there in the name.
You're just.
Yeah.
It's cringe, brutal. Cringe, cringe. And then that's the ending?
Oh.
Yeah.
It's torturous.
That's my review.
I liked Anora a lot better.
Oh, God. Anora.
Oh, Anora was great.
Oh, my God. So I did not realize, but Mikey Madison is basically the star of the end of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yes.
Like, I did not realize it was her. I saw her.
Save it for Thursday.
Okay, all right. You're
there
right.
are articles yeah, yeah, yeah. all over about the number of new superstars that were in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's the kid that played Elvis.
Yep, Austin something or other.
Butler.
It's so yeah, Austin Butler.
And Sydney Sweeney's in there,
Sydney
right?
Sydney Sweeney is in there.
Margaret Qualley.
Qualley.
Yes.
Oh, she's so
that was one of the first things she was in, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a ton of people, like Emile Hirsch is in it, Luke Perry's in it. I mean, there's just all these people that you are like, oh, yeah, that guy, and that chick, and this person.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy.
We'll break it down Thursday.
Yeah, we'll break it down Thursday on Bob's Movie Club.
Maybe I'll rewatch it.
6 o'clock. If you can, it's you know, 3 hours worth.
I got a lot to do.
Yeah. I finally, though, yesterday I finished it. I finally saw the ending of it.
Oh.
So I have thoughts on that.
I'm interested to yeah. hear because of course if you I'm came around or if you are like, nope.
No, it was way better than I remember it being.
Oh, okay,
I'll tell you that much right now. It's good. Good. Like, Brad Pitt's so good in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the length hair he needs to have. He's so hot in that.
He's good and handsome and all that. I also think Leo.
Leo is
spectacular.
Beyond.
You feel his desperation in that movie as an actor on the out. You feel it. He's a guy who, and it's, never mind.
Okay.
We're doing it now. I know. We got to stop.
Maya Hawke's in it too.
Oh, yes.
We should get a full list. I'll get a game together for it too.
Once Maybe. Upon a Time in Hollywood, Thursday.
Yeah. That's right. So if you want to be in the club with us, it's like Bob's letting us in. She'll let you in too. Bob's Movie Club every Thursday, 6 o'clock in the morning. We'll talk about the movie we were all assigned last week, and she'll assign us a new movie for the coming week. This week, it's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Get your ass together. Watch that by 2 days from now. But you've got 48 hours to watch the thing. All right, KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Play a quick song and be right back.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.